LA Theatre Works presents Paradise by Laura Maria Sensabella, directed by Annalise Erickson, starring Jeff Marlowe and Medallion Rahimi. Paradise is part of LA Theatre Works' Relativity series of science-themed plays. Lead funding for the Relativity series is provided by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, bridging science and the arts in the modern world. Yasmin is a Yemeni-American high school senior with big dreams. Dr. Guy Royston is her science teacher with a mysterious past. When Yasmin asks Dr. Royston for an important favor, it sets off a series of events that challenges their core beliefs about science, faith, and the nature of love. And now, Paradise by Laura Maria Sensabella, produced by LA Theatre Works.
Gotta be kidding me. A red-eyed fruit fly mating with a black-eyed fruit fly creates a mutant ninja checkerboard fruit fly? If you had a thought in your head, it would die of loneliness.
Dr. Royston?
Yes?
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes.
About my test on the fruit flies? You know, about why I didn't do so good?
The test was on genetics. Fruit flies are merely a portal to genetics.
Yes! That's what I always say. I mean, totally. I got a joke for you.
A joke? Now, listen, miss...
If time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like... Fruit flies like... A banana! Get it? Fruit flies like a banana?
That is a very old joke.
Oh, really? Well, it's still funny, right? Like, you're funny, too. What you said in class the other day about that scientist? Johannes...
Johannes Kepler?
Johannes Kepler. Right. You said that he said that nature loves simplicity and unity. And then you said the fruit fly brain, like all brains, even our brain, comes from a single source, like at the beginning of life, and all brains branched out from there.
Really? Did I say all that?
Yes. And then you said how most of us hate doing the fruit fly experiments. You know, not because the fruit flies wake up and jump in our face and you can't even count them and the ether smells disgusting, but because deep down you said we're much more like fruit flies than we think. That blew my mind.
And what is it that you want?
My test?
What are you doing in the hall, you hooligans? Get the hell out of here before I report you.
Shut the door, please. Shut the door.
What is wrong with you?
Could you keep it open just a little?
Whatever for?
I can't be alone with you. Not behind closed doors. It's against my religion.
Oh.
That's good.
All right, then. Let's get this show on the road. Name and class?
You don't know my name? All this time I've been talking to you? Dr. Royston!
Do you know how many students I teach in one day? 130, the last I checked.
But you know me, right? I usually sit right there by the window. Third period biology. My hand is up every question. Right there.
Your name?
Yasmin. Yasmin al-Hamadi. It's for a flower. So it's easy to remember. Yasmin, Jasmine, Jasmine. My father named me.
Have you filed under last names? What?
Hamadi. Al-Hamadi. Yeah. A-L hyphen capital H-A-M-A-D-I.
L-L-L-L. Al-Assadi. Al-Fassi. Ah, there you are. I see that you have earned a big fat F.
Yes, well, that's true. 63. But I mean...
But What?
It's an animale.
Oh. What?
Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or... it's an SAT word.
An anomaly?
Yeah, that's it. So ask me a question. Any, from your test. I'll give you the answer. Any, right now. Just ask me.
Listen, Miss... Al... whatever. I may be a zygote when it comes to high school teaching, but...
Romeo and Juliet Fruitfly are having marital difficulties, so they decide to have a whole slew of babies.
Why are you quoting my test?
Juliet Fruitfly has naturally curly wings and lovely loaf-shaped eyes. Fair Romeo also has curly wings, but...
Stop! What are you doing?
I can take a makeup. Right now, I have a free period.
Yeah, I have a free period, too, and it is for myself.
I'll be
and
quick.
If I were to give you a retest, I would have to do it for every Kumar, Milagros, or Harry who just did not like their grade. Do you know how many times a day someone walks through this door asking me to change the...
But that's not me. I never get bad grades. I thought you knew that about me.
I know nothing about you, except you failed my test, and you got... 100 on your two previous quizzes.
And I want to keep my perfect score.
We would all like to keep our perfect scores. But my stated policy is that unless you are hospitalized or have a death in the family, or you yourself are dead, you are not dead yet, Miss... whatever your name is, are you?
But I have a 4.0 in all my courses.
Then this test, in the scheme of things...
I was upset when I took the... It's only 37 points. What if we... If we use my extra credit points for my quizzes.
We cannot use extra credit points.
We can add those to 63
Yasmeen. I will not bargain with you like we are haggling over lentils in some Arabian souk.
What? What'd you say? You said I was haggling over lentils.
No, I said we were haggling. We.
That's racist.
Racist? Me?
I could report you.
For what?
Last year, when the assistant principal, Miss Inez, sent out the memo saying that teachers should tell the Arab kids to come to school on the Feast of Eid...
Yeah, but I was not here last year. I was in training for this scientist in the school's program.
Eid is like our Christmas, but she said she didn't want the school's attendance to go down.
What are you talking about?
There was a big investigation.
Investigation? Why are you talking investigations? I am tired, and if I accidentally offended...
Well, I'm tired, too!
Yes, well, you seem to be going through something right now.
I will... report you.
Then you really will not get what you want. No. We can work this out without involving... You tell me you fail my test for reasons. Maybe if you shared with...
I'm not sharing with you. Why would I share with you? I'm just another girl in a headscarf to you.
No, I...
You don't even know my name. When I heard you used to be a Columbia professor...
I told you I was a...
I thought, wow. Yeah, this school is finally getting its act together. I didn't listen to what everyone was saying about you.
Oh, they're saying things about me now? What do they say?
That you messed up and you hate us because you're stuck here.
I see.
Now are you going to change my grade?
No. Little shit.
What'd you call me? I'll tell Miss Inez.
Good. Tell her everything. Tell her that this afternoon, instead of my lunch period, they had me covering a cosmetology class. Not cosmology, as I first thought. When I walk in, the students are gluing in hair extensions. Oh, and you see this memo from the district office? They are accessing the other new biology teachers. So now all my classes will have 6 more students each. They will be sitting on the windowsills. We all will...
But if I could get a 4.0...
That is all.
What? But we didn't finish. Can I just show you something?
No, my day is done.
But if I could just show you why else I need...
If there is some psychological thing going on or a family crisis, if that is why you flunked my test, please talk to a guidance counselor, not to me. And click off the light switch when you're gone.
But...
Ow. Ow.
Dr. Royston, are you okay? I heard about what happened. Did someone throw a beaker at you?
I will make an official report.
I wouldn't. The kids who did it, they'll just get back at you.
Oh, isn't that what you want?
No!
Staring at me every minute of every class for the last 2 weeks, or writing things down in that little notebook when you think I don't see, for Ms. Inez, no doubt.
No, I'm observing you. Like you said to do when you don't understand something.
I am no Galapagos turtle.
Well, in this school you are. But I'd say you're more like the problem of the peacock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?